The time is 11 p.m.
You're listening to KBOO 90.7 FM, 91.9 Columbia, George.
And you are tuned to the Open Hour.
1, 2, 3. You're listening to KBOO 90.7 FM, 91.9 Columbia, George. And 100.7 in the
This is
KBOO Portland.
Boot.
Boo.
Please try again.
This is
KBOO Portland.
This is
the UBU Hour.
Please try again.
This is Andre Codrescu, and you turn to KBOO
Portland.
5 to 10 cents for 5 minutes, please.
Really?
Could you give me something for the pain?
And I'm alive, Mama. I didn't get hit by anything.
This is Andre Codrescu. A warning to all listeners. The following program may contain profanity. Listener discretion is advised.
So settle in. Because you are here for the long haul.
God!
Okay, just a cab.
Out of nowhere!
Just a cab.
Cut out that music and get me sick to death of it.
Swore some moves.
It must be this way, Jill.
Are you sure? Maybe we should ask someone, Frank.
It's gotta be somewhere around here.
Those people over there might know.
Do you think we should ask?
I don't know. Are you sure we want to find this place?
That's the only reason I came here. It's all I think about ever since I read about it 2 years ago.
And what if it's not what you think it is? Aren't you worried the reality will disappoint your dreams?
Not really. I'm more worried about feeling like we came all this way and I didn't go there.
Your obsession with this place.
You wait and see, Jill. Not very many people know about it, but those that do.
It's like I barely even know you anymore.
Maybe I should ask someone for directions. Hopefully not the wrong person.
And they might not even tell you, Frank, even if they do know where it is, if they don't trust you.
Yeah, Jill, that is a possibility I hadn't considered.
Do you really have to find this place?
Yes, Jill.
Why? Why is it so important?
I feel so helpless. I think I'll find something there. A piece of myself. A clue to the future. A way to fill in the emptiness that I feel. A way to find who I really am. Sometimes I feel so lost, Jill.
But this place, it may not exist anymore.
Don't say that! It can't just be a shadow in my mind.
Maybe we can ask that woman over there.
Yeah, I guess we should. She looks like a streetwalker.
Well, she might know where the place is. We certainly don't want to ask a police officer, do we, Frank?
Yeah, let's give it a try. Here it goes.
Hello there.
Hi.
You look lost. Do you know where you are?
What do you mean we look lost?
Like you don't know where you're going. Like you don't know where you are. And like you barely know where you came from. In other words, completely and utterly lost. Do you know where you are?
Maybe you can help us.
Maybe I can. Do you know where you are?
Why do you keep asking that? Where are we?
You are here. Just like any signboard will tell you. An arrow points to the place, and there you are.
That wasn't helpful.
No.
Maybe you can help us. We're looking for a place. A certain cafe or club. It doesn't have a name.
I know exactly the place. You don't need to say more. If that's what you're looking for, you are more lost than you know.
What do you mean by that?
I can't tell you what I mean. My words would mean something different to you if I tried to explain it. We're both lost in the illusion of language and meaning. You're trapped in your own symbolism as you follow this man unwillingly to a certain place of disappointment and disillusionment, where you will hate him for dragging you into a useless encounter as he attempts to fill some void in his life, some lack in his existence with you, that you can do nothing to help him with.
But can you tell us where it is, this place?
And you want to go there so bad, this obsession with something beyond you that has barbed-wired your life into a single destiny, a path into one direction as it overpowers all your other desires. You're worse than the drug addict searching for the next fix. You will destroy your life to seek this one illusion. You will drag your loved ones into this useless journey into darkness and emptiness. Because you're really completely hollow inside. You are a hollow shell of what you want to be.
We don't have to listen to this crap from this whore. Everything you say is total bullshit.
That may be true, but at least I know who I am. You think you're better than me, but are you? At least I know where I am, but you are nowhere. You are more lost than I am.
Wait, come back here. You didn't tell us how to get there.
And you didn't offer me any money.
You are a whore, aren't you?
Yeah, and what are you? That ring on your finger is a symbol of his ownership of you, as you prostitute yourself to him in the name of matrimony. And I bet if you weren't here, and I wanted to fuck him, he'd take me right here in the dusty street, or maybe up against this doorway.
Come on, Frank, let's get out of here. We don't have to listen to her bullshit.
No, you don't. It's been nice talking.
What a foul-mouthed, fucked-up bitch.
But she didn't tell us how to get there.
Do you want to go back and ask her?
I don't know. Who else can we ask?
Frank, do you want to go back and ask her?
She said she knew where it was.
And you want to go back and ask her?
Well, I don't see why not. She said she knew where it was.
Yeah, you want to go back and talk to that foul-mouthed tramp?
I'm just saying she knows where the place is.
You want to go back and ask her and eye-fuck her as her breasts fall out of that cheap, sleeveless piece of shit t-shirt she's wearing? Is that what you want, Frank?
No, Jill, I just want to ask her how to get to the place.
And when she said she wanted to have sex with you, you were looking right at her and thinking the same thing, weren't you, Frank? It's too bad your nagging wife was with you. That's what you were thinking. If I wasn't stuck with this nagging bitch, I could be fucking this hot young prostitute in the doorway.
That's not it at all, Jill. Why are you getting all weird on me? I just wanted to ask her directions.
You've been weird on me ever since you started talking about this place. It's making you go crazy, Frank. You've totally lost your mind.
You're the one that's acting crazy!
Fuck you, you asshole. Why don't you go back there and fuck your little whore friend? I'm fucking sick of your bullshit. I'm fucking sick of putting up with this shit.
Fuck you! I'm the one that's putting up with your bullshit. I don't even know you anymore, Jill.
Where are you going, Frank? Where are you going, Frank?
I'm going back to ask her.
Frank, please. I didn't mean to say those things. Frank, come back here. We both got too angry, Frank.
Where is she? These streets are like a fucking maze.
Frank, where are you? I can't believe that asshole left me here. Fuck him. I'll find another way back.
Well, who needs her anyway? She was dragging me down. I'll find that place.
Hey, you! Excuse me, sir.
Yeah?
I'm trying to find my way back to the main boulevard.
Don't ask me. I'm not from around here.
Well, but you know the direction to the main boulevard. That's all I need.
I really don't know anymore. I don't know anything. I'm lost. I'm completely lost. The woman is gone. She knew how to get to the place, and now she's not there anymore.
Tell you something about myself. I was searching for something. I was searching for the truth. I tried to find the truth any way I could. I did a lot of different drugs. Every drug I could smoke or snort or shoot up. Every weird fucked up high. But everything becomes the same. Every feeling, it loses its luster after the first time. And then it's no longer what it was.
What did you find? What were you looking for?
I fucked a lot of men and women. I wanted to fuck my way to the truth. Three ways and four. Every position and proposition. Trying to find something.
Like that time in Paul's living room, that night is burned in my memory.
That night was nothing. Just another boring tryst with a bunch of jaded, boring people. Going through the motions.
Even with me?
I cut myself up. Razor blade slices on my arms and legs. Trying to cut into the truth with pain. And then I tried religion. Christianity, Buddhism, Allah. All these big, powerful people thinking they can help you find the truth, thinking they can help you find yourself. But it was all empty words and hollow ideas. A bunch of sorry sacks of shit carrying on about redemption and belief.
You went to church? I can't even imagine that.
Sure, I went to a bunch of them. I was ready to get on my knees and pray the priest a blowjob. I was ready to fuck Christ as he stood sprawled on the cross. But it was all just a hoax, a game for money, and a fantasy of some special place where you wouldn't get to until you were dead. Who the fuck wants to wait until they're dead?
I just can't imagine you in church, Helen.
It was all just a sorry game with an imaginary friend. I looked at those people and they were more lost than I. They were lost in a pathetic illusion of some special afterlife, sacrificing hard-earned cash and time, denying their desires for some weird morality trip of obedience to these imaginary friends. They made me sick. They made me want to puke all over their pews. They were more lost than I.
So you gave up on all that?
Of course. What's the point? There is no point to life. We live, and then we die.
There's more than that. There has to be more. There has to be something else out there. A reason to keep going. You can't be so jaded, Helen.
You can look for more. And you can delude yourself into thinking there's more. But there's nothing there. This is all it is.
That's fucked. That's completely fucked. We might as well all commit suicide or something. There has to be something more, Helen.
Listen, Edward. Let me tell you a story. A man and a woman are trying to find their way back to a hotel.
Are they you and me? We are finding our way to a hotel to fuck our brains out? Is that the story?
Shut up, Edward. I'm talking about a couple who are on an unfamiliar street in an unfamiliar city. Let's just say their names are Denise and Chad.
Chad, do you know where we're going?
Yes, Denise, this way.
Is that the way out of here?
Sure, eventually.
Then you don't know if it's the way out.
Well, maybe not the most direct way.
I told you we were lost.
We're not lost until we give up. We'll find the way out.
But we've been walking for an hour. I don't recognize anything on the street, do you?
That doesn't matter. We just need to orient ourselves. As long as we can catch sight of the tower, and we know the river is over there somewhere.
But we're lost, Chad.
No, we're not lost, Denise.
There's a couple over there sitting at that little table.
Yeah, didn't we already pass them?
I don't think so.
I think if we go this way, we'll find the main boulevard.
You think? You don't know?
If not, we'll get there eventually. There are only so many streets.
Do you want to ask, or do you want me to ask?
I don't think we need to ask. If we keep going, we'll find something to orient us. You just need to be patient.
I'm tired of walking. Maybe we can get something cold to drink. Stop a minute. Maybe we can ask for directions?
I'm not lost, Denise. Any moment, we'll come out onto the main boulevard, and then it'll be easy to get back to the hotel. You see, Denise, any moment, we'll see something familiar.
Oh, like that baguette shop over there.
Uh-huh. Did you see it before?
Yes, about 20 minutes ago. You're leading us around in circles, Chad.
Well, maybe it's not the same one.
I don't know. I think we should go back and ask those people. There are not many people out. It's getting late.
Why don't you go back and ask them, and I'll keep walking this way. We'll meet back at the hotel. We'll see who gets back there first.
Okay. Do you think that's fair?
You're the one who wants to ask them.
And you're the one that got us lost in the first place.
And I'm telling you, we are not lost. At least I'm not.
You're only
lost when you give up trying.
Is it so difficult to ask someone?
That's not the point. If we keep heading in this general direction, we'll have to get to the main boulevard sooner or later. We don't need to ask directions. I wouldn't even trust the directions if we did ask.
The point is that you have no idea where we're going, and you don't want to admit it. You won't even admit we're lost.
You are the one that's lost. I'm not lost.
Yes, you are, Chad.
Denise, where are you going?
I'm going over there to ask directions. Maybe one of those men knows the way back.
You don't need to do that, Denise. Come back here.
I thought you didn't mind if I asked for directions. And meet you back at the hotel?
You don't want to walk around by yourself. It's not safe.
It was your idea, Chad.
Come back here, Denise.
You don't need to follow me.
I don't like their looks, Denise.
Really, Chad? The young one actually looks kind of dreamy. Maybe he can show me the way out of here.
I watched her walk away. Why does she have to do this to me? I know she'll get up. Go up to those two men and flirt with them while she asks for directions. Maybe she doesn't even want direction. Maybe it's just she used to walk up to them so that she can laugh and chat and make eyes with them and flirt and giggle. I feel sick inside and I want to run up and pull her away. Pull her away and tell her I know the way back to the main boulevard. Has to be there around the next corner. She glances back at me. For a moment, as she approaches the men, they glance up and watch her approach. And she in her shorts and halter talk, letting them eat her slender body with their eyes.
What the hell am I doing? I feel vulnerable as a pair of men look at me. Why did Chad push this on me with his arrogance and his unwillingness to admit when he's wrong? In a tremor of doubt, I glance back at him, standing on the dusty street with impatience and scorn, and then I continue to approach the two men. I think back to this morning when I looked at him across the hotel room and I felt this weirdness, as if he was a complete stranger to me. I didn't know why we were in this hotel room together. How had I slept the last 2 years of my life to end up in a hotel room with a stranger who acted like he owned me? How did I get here?
How would you know if someone was one?
You never know, Phil. They have to be careful these days.
How about that girl over there, Uncle Edward? Going up the next street. You think she was one?
Probably not. I don't know. Sometimes it's not so obvious. Sometimes you need to ask or wait for them to offer.
Will you ask for me?
No, you need to ask, Phil. I did give you the money.
I've just never done this before. I'm not like you, Uncle Edward. You know so much more than me. What if she's not one?
I think anyone is if you offer them enough money. Every woman has a price. Every man, too, for that matter.
That's not what I mean.
If she was one, would you want her?
I think she looked pretty good, but I don't think she is. That guy was with her.
That doesn't mean much of anything. He might be anything. A John, her pimp.
I just don't think she is. You told me they usually come to you.
And that's what she's doing right now. She's coming this way. Don't turn around yet and make it obvious.
She's coming this way?
That's right.
Is the guy with her?
No, not really.
You're bullshitting me, Uncle Edward. No, you're not. She's headed this way.
You think you can handle this?
I don't know. Can you help me?
Only if she wants a three-way. But we'll probably have to pay double for that, and you'll have to flip for heads or tails, if you know what I mean.
You've done stuff like that?
Sure, it's nothing.
Have you ever wanted to get serious with a woman?
No, of course not. I lie to him, and I think about Helen, and I look away down the dusty street so that Phil won't see the tear that starts to bead in my eye. What am I doing here, corrupting my young nephew into the fine art of hiring a prostitute? Why did I lose Helen? Why won't she commit to me? Why can't I stop thinking about her ever since I looked into her eyes and came lost in those endless pools of darkness?
She's almost here, Uncle Edward.
Don't be nervous. You just need to talk to her.
Hi there.
Hi.
I was wondering if you could help me. I'm lost.
You're lost?
Yeah, I'm lost. I just want to get back to my friend's apartment.
Your friend? That guy you were with when you walked past here before?
God, no. That was my stupid boyfriend. Anyway, do you think you could help me get to this address?
You're not from here, are you?
Nope.
Oh, well.
It's easy to get lost around here. Maybe I can show you the way back.
You don't need to do that. Just tell me.
I'm not sure. I think I'd have to show you. If I tried to tell you, you might become even more lost. I've got a little free time right now.
You can't just tell me?
Not really. I've lived here all my life, and I still get lost. I'll find myself in a part of the city, and then I have no idea of the way back. And I can't really tell you how to get back, but if we walk there, I can find it easily.
Hey, your friend just wandered off without saying goodbye.
That's my uncle. He's never lost. He always knows where he is.
Well, okay, let's go. What's your name?
Phil.
Hi, Phil. Mine is Jill.
What happened to your friend, your boyfriend?
Oh, nothing. We somehow got separated. I'll meet him back at our friend's place.
Can I tell you a story, Jill, while we walk together?
I don't see why not.
Okay, you sort of reminded me of this. This woman and her husband are in a strange place. They are lost, and they get into an argument about it, and one of them stomps away in anger. I guess they're both angry.
Okay, Phil, yes, I was a little angry with Frank, but he was acting like such a dick.
No, this isn't about you. I don't think it is, but then all stories are about every one of us in one way or another, since we interpret the story through the lens of our own version or vision of the world.
Cram the philosophy and go on with the story, Phil.
Anyway, this girl, her name is Denise. She walks up to me and my father as we're sitting outside one of my father's stores. My father owns a lot of different businesses.
Now that's a hot little number. Hey, Phil, can you go back in the store and make sure we have enough Widmer in the walk-in? We should have at least 5 cases.
Do I have to do it now?
That's what I said, son. Go back in there and do it now.
He sent you back in the store?
Yeah, he didn't want me to see him flirt with the girl and try to get in her pants. He didn't want me to tell Mother, but he does it all the time. Flirts with workers, customers, strangers on the street who walk up to ask directions, anyone in a skirt. He's already dodged a couple of harassment lawsuits. He doesn't think I know about the secret payoffs. God, I hate him.
You shouldn't hate your father, Phil.
But I do. He's just a fat, greedy businessman. All he cares about is making money so that he can buy power. Money and power. I like my Uncle Edward, my dad's brother, much better. Anyway, he sends me into the shop.
That's a good boy. Now, let's see what this woman wants.
As I approach, the young man enters the store and the older man leers at me.
Hi there, miss. Can I help you?
No, I'm just going inside.
I can show you around.
No, that's okay.
I just wanted to help. You look lost.
I don't need your help, thank you.
I can tell you where the cafe is. The one that everyone looks for, that's not in the normal travel guides. Maybe you've heard of it. It doesn't have a name, and it officially doesn't exist, but I know where it is.
I don't know what you're talking about. Get your mitt off my arm.
It's not that far, but it's very hard to find.
You don't have to follow me around.
I just want to be nice. This is my store, and I like to treat each customer like they're special.
I'm sure that's all it is. Why don't you help that woman over there?
What woman?
George, come here.
Imelda, I'm trying to help this.
It doesn't look like you're helping her at all. You're just making a nuisance of yourself. I need you to pick up these supplies at the commissary. Now you there, young woman.
Me?
I hope my husband wasn't bothering you.
Just a little.
I must apologize for his behavior. He thinks because he's had a little bit of business success that he can simply buy whoever he wants. He's obsessed with money. With money comes power. He's completely lost in his obsession with money, greed, and power. He's completely lost who he is. Once he had ideals, but now he has appetites that he can never sate. He's really a very pathetic, pasty little man that thinks he can push everyone around with his money.
Thanks for getting him out of my hair.
You can't let pathetic little men like him interfere with your life. Believe me, I know. I've wasted enough time on that road to nowhere, but now my son is grown and I can file divorce papers, and then I'll be free from him. I'll be free to find myself, find out what I really want.
And that's the story.
Really? That's it?
Yeah, I guess it wasn't much of a story, was it?
What about this cafe your father mentioned to the woman?
You heard about it?
I think so. Frank, my friend, mentioned it.
That place, it doesn't have a name. It's not in any of the popular guides, but somehow people find out about it.
And you know where it is?
Well, yes, though I've never been inside. I'd like to go inside, but I've been too shy.
But you know where it is?
Uh-huh. I can take you there.
You can?
You want me to?
Sure. I'm curious about it, that's all.
I'll take you there. It's not far from here.
And you'll go inside with me?
Go inside? Sure, Jill. I'd like that a lot. I don't really know what we'll find in there.
I'm sure we'll find something, Phil.
If one keeps one's eyes open, one never knows what one will find. This way, Jill.
The preceding piece is called Lost and Found. It was written by Rolf Sempibon and performed by...
Allie.
Andrew.
Bubblegum.
Christine.
Crystal.
Ricardo.
Rolf.
Charlie, the voice that's seldom heard.
I've always been pretty good with words. In my line of business, it's as important to be able to describe what I'm doing as it is to do what I'm doing. When to say what words to select. Some men hate to hear certain terms. They can't stand specific moves, and then they can't live without others. It's part of my job to know where to place my hand. My lips, my tongue, my leg, and even my thoughts. What kind of pressure? For how long? When to stop? I can become your first kiss, or a torn out image from a Playboy magazine that you found when you were 9 years old. Am I your secretary, or am I your daughter? Maybe I'm your seventh grade math teacher you always hated. All I know is that if I do it just right, I can become your living, breathing, unflinching dream. And then I can actually disappear.
Dr. Stewart?
You want to help me? You feel sorry for me? Well, keep it to yourself.
I just need to sit down for a minute.
You want to fuck me? Everyone else does.
Hi!
Hi.
Dr. Stewart?
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Can I borrow your sugar?
Sure.
Thank you.
Dr. Stewart?
He pretended to read his newspapers, and he got up and came over to me and asked me if I was a student,
and I said that I was studying language like you told me to, Japanese. And he asked me if I could say something in Japanese, which made me blush, and I ended up just saying konnichiwa. And then he asked me what my name was. I said Chloe.
Okay. That's okay.
I try to find something to love in everybody. Even if it's a small thing. Something about the way someone smiles. There's always something. There has to be. I try to make myself generous. I do things I don't want to do. I think about what not to criticize. And the strangest things come back to me.
Like?
You.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah, people like you walk into my life.
You wanna fuck me? Everyone else does.
Dr. Stewart?
A picnic, kind of. We bought some sandwiches, and then I asked him about his teaching, and he started talking about his music. And he kind of stared at me.
And then what?
And then he asked me if he could kiss me.
I didn't ask you to do that.
But then he said he could not kiss me because he's married. You see, at first he was hesitant.
At first.
And then, he asked me if there's somewhere he could kiss me where no one would see us, and I said to him that we should go to Allen Gardens, you know, that place down the street. A big, big greenhouse. Do you want me to stop?
No.
We walked through this big, like, long corridor, all these exotic flowers. And there was nobody around. I love Allen Gardens. It's always so warm. And the air just feels so beautiful. It's like you're suddenly in a different country. I know there's a place in the back where they keep tools and stuff. No one ever goes to that section. It's like a secret hiding place. He brought his mouth up to my lips. We hovered there for a long time. I could feel he was excited through his pants.
That's enough. You were supposed to meet up with my husband and see what he did and then report back to me.
I don't really know what you want.
I shouldn't have involved you in this. I made a mistake.
Dr. Stewart?
Sorry, I was just trying to get out of the spot. Is your bumper okay?
Dr. Stewart?
Claire! Son of a bitch.
Shocking again.
Don't do it. Son of a bitch!
Do it again.
Don't do it.
Hey, boy, where are you going, Frank? Hey, Frank!
Hey, Frank!
Dr. Stewart? Excuse me. I'm sorry. Can I borrow your sugar? Did you carry that bag with you in your car?
Mm-hmm. You never know when you might need it.
Actually, let's not cut it. Sorry. I'm going to take them off.
You feel sorry for me? Well, keep it to yourself. You want to fuck me? Everyone else has.
Hey! Dr. Stewart?
Just told that to stop the bleeding. Okay.
Is he gonna scar?
No. He shouldn't.
We were hidden, deep in this forest of exotic plants and trees. And we could hear voices in the distance, but we were pretty sure no one could actually see us. I pushed my hand down his pants, and I felt him. And then I moved my hand lightly on him. Doing this, moving my hand on him in his pants, and he said to me, I can't come, I have to go to work. But I didn't stop. And then I bit his tongue. And then just then he came in my hand.
And then what?
And then he had to go to work, so he walked away. Dr. Stewart? Excuse me. I'm sorry. Can I borrow your sugar?
Sure.
I don't want to be rude. I want you to be clean. I mean, I know.
I've got tests.
All of them, like HIV, STDs, and then show me the results.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We met in the park again. This time he didn't bring sandwiches. We checked into this room. He put on the news, pretended to be interested. I sat down next to him. He turned and looked at me. Kiss me. Whispered, let's fuck.
Jesus.
He couldn't get it up.
It's
we tried a few times. He's really embarrassed. But I told him it didn't really matter. But I liked it, that it meant that we could just wait a little bit longer. At that point, he was fully dressed. I was completely naked.
You want to fuck me? Everyone else has.
Does this turn you on? He wanted to stay dressed. He sat right over there on that bench. Told me to get between his legs. I put him in my mouth, and then he got hard. Are you okay? I think I'm moving down with something.
Did you see a doctor?
No. It's nothing. I'm taking zinc.
Did he come in your mouth?
No. I pulled him out of me, put a rubber on him. I straddled him. And he came almost immediately after he entered me. I put my tits in his face. It's okay. All I know is that if I do it just right, I can become your living, breathing, unflinching dream. And then I can actually disappear.
The current program which you are now listening to is called
The Ooh Ooh Hour.
And because the program has ran out of material, we will now subject the audience to filler.
Up next is a hastily edited piece that uses some outtakes from some previous recording sessions.
This is pathetic. What has this show come to?
Shut up. You are only making things worse. Let's run the stupid piece and be done with it.
Okay, we'd like to apologize in advance for the pace you are about to hear. Outtakes from previous shows.
2, 3.
Quiet on the set.
For the past several...
Oh, it's printed on the back. This is a Rolf script.
Yeah, Rolf scripts are two-sided.
Oh. All right, have you heard me?
Okay. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Because okay. I can do the...
I'm just kidding.
Four more pages.
You do one. Quiet on the set.
Wait a minute. Stop laughing.
Excuse me.
There's one too many. One too many. Any Ross is too many Ross.
The Ooh Ooh Hour is sincerely sorry.
They should know better.
I have to read these lines first. They're catching me by surprise.
Wait a minute. Stop laughing.
Excuse me.
Well done, Stephanie.
That was really good.
And there's two
Two peas in apricot.
I think I left the R out of it.
Quiet on the set.
Yeah, we're almost done.
They should know better.
The Ubu hour. Quiet on the set.
Excuse me, sorry.
First, I catch me by surprise. The Ubu hour is sincerely sorry. Quiet on the set.
You like her beard. You recognize it. It's me.
See, I don't normally panic when people pull out guns. I pull mine out.
Is that what she told you?
Yeah. Don't worry about
those. Is that what she...
Can I go? Yeah. Okay.
How do you pronounce what Smith's saying? You can get a smear in
the middle. Excuse me, do you have the Jenna Bush? Excuse me, do you have the Jenna Bush's DVD?
Oh, Jenna's Bush DVD.
Sorry. Oh, God, Jenna's Bush.
Makes it even more absurd.
An absolutely honest mistake.
I thought, no, it didn't read that way, but it really did.
Whoever do you think you were?
I know. I'm still in Sun Radio. Okay.
Okay.
How about, yeah, like that?
Yeah.
Okay, no gruff, just...
Yeah, okay.
Mark, you've never picked up a man before. You act like you don't know what to do. I mean, really, Mark.
Hold on, come on, about this bathroom. Like, put some fear in your
voice. He's not afraid of death. This is the problem.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're the real...
Where did I get this voice? I don't know.
No, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Can we just... Okay, that's
you're
right.
Four. You're four, I'm three. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, okay, I'll say I'm three. All right, I'm four.
Where's this? Is this on the top of page 17?
And I hate this rain here. I don't see how people can stand.
And am I a cop?
Yeah.
God, back up!
Do this room again. That was perfect.
It was great. Yeah, just do it the other.
I forgot the
mark.
I'm
like in command.
Jesus is dead.
You're the boss.
I've met a few of those guys.
You boob.
But what of our teachings? Has belief in Jesusism?
Jism.
No, just
actually, it should be.
We have shut the skip down. We just wade through the. You have fun with this, Rolf.
Where's this? Yeah, this is on the top of page 17.
I knew I wouldn't be able to get through that.
We have shut this skip down.
You're a sick man, Rolf.
We should be put to death from another generation. No.
She was. Okay.
Was she?
Yes. This is a nice tale where the dogs do not look at you with guilty expressions as they squat down and squeeze and shake smelly turds out of their quivery butt.
We can't say butts without laughing. Okay.
We have shut this skip down. And now.
Same voice.
Yeah, it's better.
I say in England.
You're right.
Where is Oh yeah.
He said, "You cunt," he said.
I'm not going to look at anybody this time.
Okay. No, I'm going to be serious because I'll crack up.
Oh, he should be on there.
There's more FCC 6 on 17.
Yeah. I know. We'll get there.
Made it? Okay.
Okay. We're going to. Okay, so the.
Constipated voice.
All right.
No
all
shit.
Right, Mary.
Yeah, that's excrement.
Well,
that's
good.
Are we still doing the headphones?
Well,
he's messages. On the yellow mic.
I can't even do it a little louder.
Go forth, Richard.
Don't need to make it worse.
Our tail begins.
That's exciting. Yeah, no, that isn't going. Yeah, that mic doesn't work. Is that the yellow mic again?
That is the famous yellow mic.
Is it? Because
I hate the yellow mic. Okay, try the yellow mic.
Is that working better?
Yeah, that's much better.
Now the red.
Who pulled it out of there?
Over here, we moved it over there.
And now, oh yeah, the red one's okay.
There you go. Wait, see, it's not the mic.
For sure. Don't need to make it worse.
It's rarely the mic.
Go.
It's working. Okay.
Oh,
they prize it. This is, you know, like, this is just,
okay, I'm trying
do
to do it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
This would be fun.
How do you pronounce George Bateo?
A knife.
No, a little bit. You can see that. My voice is changing.
Yeah.
No, I just
thuggish henchman who do do's bidding.
Do that.
You do so well.
This is like.
What's the difference between smite and smote? Is that past tense? And,
I think smote is past tense.
Hey, Rolf, right, I noticed that Julie Bernard was in my last show, or the one from December.
She wasn't real.
She wasn't really? Oh, someone was just saying Julie Bernard?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I took two buses to get here.
Don't worry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not going to bite you.
There you go. Okay.
Don't need to make it worse.
This has been the Ubu Hour, coming at you every first Monday at 11 p.m. here on KBOO. But have no fear, because there is radio theater every Monday at 11 p.m. Tune in next month when the Ubu Hour brings you
title of work to be announced at a later date.
If you want to hear other Ubu Hour radio theater shows, you can go to www.kboo.fm and look for Ubu, spelled U-B-U, Hour.
Excuse me.